Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today. Two really giants in the world of Christian counseling and helping others transform, Dr. Sherry Keffer and Dr. Alice Benton. Hi, guys.
Hey, it's great to be with you both and all of our listeners today. We're excited. Yeah, this is going to be a good show.
It sure
is.
I have
a good feeling.
Because, in part, I just came in from a really bad traffic jam, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I truly did. I'm trying to build...
How did you...
You're weird.
I am weird in a lot of other ways, too. I'm trying to build margin into my life. And so I knew no matter how bad the traffic jam was, I had plenty of time to spare. So I felt really successful.
And see, what you didn't know in the background is when you weren't here when I got here, I started praying. And so I know God opened the door for you to get here
okay,
3 minutes before.
Well, a lot of people have a lot of margarine in their life, and they need to have margin.
Actually, you know, butter is better than margarine. Anyway.
Yeah, no question. Well, you know, I am a margin guy when you go on trips and things, and I always account for, you know, what might happen versus, oh, here you go. And I also, just because it takes you 20 minutes to get someplace, you know, you also have to calculate parking, walking inside, all that. And it really does free you up. You know, you're not under such tension, and you can literally enjoy a traffic jam or two. Well, we're glad whatever brings you to us today, traffic or no traffic, we're glad you're here. And we hope and pray that before we're finished here today, that we've given you some hope and some help and some direction, either by you calling us or you listening in on somebody else that's calling. And to that end, well, let's see. I think what we'll do is we'll talk with, how about we go to Barbara from Colorado Springs, Colorado, KGFT. We'll just get right to it. Hi, Barbara. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Doing okay. What's going on in your life today?
Well, I have a daughter that is becoming estranged from me, I would say. And just to give you a brief amount of background, I was a single parent, had two older boys, and then my daughter. And we, my husband and I were divorced when she was young, less than five. But anyway, so I raised her on my own. I raised my children on my own. And my boys will tell you, and she will tell you, that I did a pretty good job. My goal was to never have them say, I'm never going to do that to my kid. However, she was a joy-filled child. She radiated joy, and she was involved in music and theater and lots of friends. And then she went away to college. She went away to a Christian college in the Midwest. And she chose that particular college because her best friend was going there. And this is the beginning of what I see as the decline, because she really got to a point where she wasn't making decisions on her own. She was making them based on what her friends were doing. And fortunately, there were never anything like drugs and promiscuity and things like that involved in her life. When she got to college, she was very, very strict about who she dated. And never dated anybody for any length of time because she had her mind set on a certain type of boy. And then she did meet someone. I thought he was lovely, very fun to be around, and good sense of humor and such. And then they became engaged, and I couldn't have been happier at the time. And then as things progressed through their engagement and plans for the wedding,
we'll be right back.
We have to take a break, so we'll hear the rest of it.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, September 20th to the 22nd.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Talking with Barbara. And Barbara, you were saying that the engagement went away. Is that where we left it?
Then, you know, as they were planning their wedding and such, I was just left out. And even though my daughter wanted me to be a part of it, her mother-in-law stepped in and took over, made a lot of decisions, suggestions that my daughter, you know, she listened to. And I'm in another state. And so that was just the beginning of a relationship that I saw how the mother-in-law was very dominant. My daughter married into a family of ministers from a particular culture or Assemblies of God. I know I'm not supposed to say that, but this particular family is very controlling, I'm learning, and they have robbed my daughter of her joy. And what I say is they love her. They love her to death. But they're planting seeds in her mind against her birth family. And she said to me once, I have finally found the family I never had in terms me raising my kids on my own. And she's now with an intact family that have their own sets of problems. But, they've said some hurtful things to me.
Sure. So what's the question for us that we might be able to help you deal with here?
Okay. I'm just wondering, is it better for me to pull back like I've done to allow her space to see things for herself? Or is there anything that I can do in terms of just to keep on loving her, which I do, and just wait to hear from her, which is what I'm doing? I've been tempted to write a letter, but I don't think that's a good idea. I could write the letter and not send it. I know that. But is there any way to protect her from, and let me just give you an example of what's happening.
Well, let's go with that, because you've already said, should I pull away or, you know, anything I can do? And let us answer that question. We'll start with Alice. Alice, what are you thinking? I mean, surely there's something other than just pulling away and let this thing develop on its own and be kind of made out to be the inferior of the two families here.
Barbara, I hope that you are and continue to look for the answer both with God prayerfully, but also right from your daughter. Is she bringing her pain and her loss of joy to you? Is she talking with you about it?
No.
How do you know that she's losing her joy?
Her affect, when you look at her pictures from the past compared to the pictures now, there's just a sadness. And she's had a child in the first year of marriage, too. And there's just... My boys will tell you, too, that there's just something different about her. There's just a sadness. And it's because she's, part of it is because she's gained so much weight. And I think her husband wants it that way because she was beautiful. And now she's gained a lot of weight. So that's his way of keeping her. This is just some of the stuff that comes up from my own past.
Okay. But, so you see some of the differences in the photos, but she's not talking to you about the sadness. So I think you can offer some options to her. I think it's appropriate to say, I wonder how your heart is doing. I wonder if you're happy, if you're sad. I feel like I see a face sometimes in your photos that makes me wonder. And I want to know how I can best love you during this time. I wonder sometimes if you want more space from me. I wonder if you want to hear from me, if you want me to ask you questions about what I'm seeing. So, daughter, would you tell me what you need and want from me with what I believe I'm seeing? And Barbara, addressing it with some doubt, it's a possibility that you might be wrong about what you're seeing, even though you're probably right. But allow her to inform your decision. Now, whatever she describes as her need, you may or may not be able to do, but it gives her a share of the power of the decision that you're going to make.
Well, and here's the other thing that I think is a concept, that the family that she's in could be more connected and, you know, it's all intact and everything. And so she might be feeling some things she never felt. But there's nowhere in Scripture where just because we find something better that we totally abandon or rebuke or go against whatever we had. That isn't helpful, and it's really not a biblically based concept. So sometimes you can say, well, I think it's so wonderful that family didn't have to go through what we did, and you're getting to experience some of that. But I also hope that in experiencing that, you won't push this part of your family, this part of your history away, because that could be, well, it could be hurtful to me, but it could also be hurtful to you. You would want to share with her, because it can be. We need to be able to integrate all together, not separate out and focus. And we need to be inclusive. Sherry, you have some thoughts on this, on the healing and how to bring about something good from all of this.
So I wonder what you're doing with your fear of being alone. Well, it kind of borders on terrified. I'm hearing,
right.
Yeah, it's like I have terror for my daughter. It's like this, and I'm not making light of it at all, but the feeling is, and the terror is, my daughter's been captured by this family and they are changing her. She's morphing into somebody and I'm on the outside watching it and I don't know how to save her. That's, it carries a feeling along that line. And I, the reason I'm saying that is I'm so in tune with how closely you're trying to find out what's going on with her by studying her face, right? By looking at her body. It's the same thing you did when she was growing up as a single parent. You studied every little wrinkle, crease on her face, every little dot, every little hair. You know her well. But let me tell you what you couldn't keep her from and protect her from as a single mom. You couldn't protect her from abandonment of a dad. You couldn't be both sexes. You couldn't fill in that daddy gap. So she might have had an idealized longing, an idealized wish, an idealized hope to be swept up into this family. And she may have gone from kind of chaos, which, hey, I grew up in a chaotic home. And so I know when there's divorces and things happen, it's chaos. And so she might have gone to a family system that's more in control, right? It's a different kind of family system. But one thing I think you need to let her do is you need to let her find her way, because you had to find your way.
You
need to let her find her way. You had to find your way post-divorce, and your fear and terror is not helping her. That's your issue.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you've got to get your healing. And we believe in that at New Life. We don't have to stay in fear, no. right? We no. can move out of that into more of a settled whole place.
Well, Sherry, I think your advice is so wise. And, for somebody that is almost terrorized by feeling they're going to be left, abandoned, separated, going to lose their daughter. I mean, that's a really scary thing.
It's a really
scary,
very real.
To let things unfold, let her find her way. But I've got to believe that the impact of a mother's love brings her home. I mean, the Bible says that, And I'm hoping and praying that she will come back on her own and honor what her mother did, rather than what I've heard is she's kind of totally being demeaning to the situation and not looking at, wow, look at what my mom did on her own. Look at the courage. And I think that if you do let her find her, well, like you're saying, I think she's got a good chance of realizing that and coming back and being part of you and your life. I hope that's going to
happen. Well, and I appreciate that, Steve. And when we're in fear, we pull back. We don't say things like, I love seeing the picture of you and your little boy, your little girl. You're such a good mom. I'm so happy to see you celebrating in your family. It's those kind of comments that are blessing her and not withholding the positive.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm glad that you called, and I'm going to send you a copy of Healing is a Choice. I think there's some really good stuff there. And I'm also going to send you this Restoration Bible, because it is all about restoring things that are broken. And we want to see restoration occur between you and your daughter. I think you got some good advice here today. I'm really, really glad that you called. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, please call us. Lisa, Washington, D.C. She listens online. Hi there. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing well. Pretty well.
Pretty well.
Considering, yeah.
Okay. Well, tell us all about it.
Today's my wedding anniversary. I've been married over 40 years. And it's been a difficult relationship from the start. We married very young. And my eyes have been, like the blinders are coming off. Like I'm realizing I'm in an abusive relationship. I've been reading up on narcissism and narcissistic traits and characteristics, and he has many of them. I would say maybe on the low end of the spectrum, but I just feel like I'm getting the life sucked out of me, and I don't know who I am anymore, and just disrespectful of me and my opinions, my feelings, no empathy, the blame.
Oh, it's horrible. Okay, so what's the question for us?
The question is, do I stay and try to work through this and get strong myself, or do I separate and leave?
Tell us what you've done. Tell us what you've done. What have you done for you up to this point?
I had a conversation with him recently. Well, I left town for a couple of weeks, came back, and basically told him things have got to change. I can no longer deal with the way he treats me.
And what was his response?
I got into counseling. No response, really. He just kind of listened.
Mm-hmm.
I suggested that he find a counselor, that I'm seeing patterns over the years that have been taking place, and it's not getting better, and it's affecting our children and grandchildren, his behavior, and to where they don't want to be around him.
Mm-hmm.
And
so when I ask you what you've done for help, you told me that you went away for a while. Is that right?
I did. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gotten any kind of help from someone else?
Yes, I've been in counseling before.
Okay.
Yes, after some infidelity on his part.
He's been unfaithful.
That was very helpful, and I learned about boundaries. But I think over the last several years, we've both fallen back into old habits and behaviors, and so I haven't been really standing up for boundaries.
So he had an affair. Is that right? He had an affair.
He's had a few.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Have you ever required that he get help when he had those affairs?
Yes. Okay. And he
what kind of help did he get?
He went to counseling for about almost a year. We both were in individual counseling. That was after the third time, the third incident.
Oh, boy. Okay.
It wasn't.
All right, we're going to give you some help right after this, so hang on. I'm really glad that you called. You're listening to New Life Live.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Columbus, Ohio, October 25th to the 27th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here, and we're having a nice little chat here with Lisa over some pretty severe marital problems. And I'm just wondering, Lisa, where is he in his with the problem of sexual integrity? Is that has he taken care of that, or is he still struggling in that area? What do you think?
I don't think that's a problem anymore.
Okay. What about the stuff underlying that? Does he have rage? Does he have rage or anger or stuff like that that's under that?
Anger issues.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
Anger issues.
Yeah.
He acts one way in public, and then at home, he's not very nice.
Okay.
So I think
respectful, condescending.
Yeah, I think you have maybe a bigger problem than narcissism. But let me start with you first. Can I do that? Because I'm actually, my heart hurts. It's pounding right now in my chest because I'm hearing what you're sitting in, and it feels somewhat like sitting on a powder keg, but you don't know it. Mm-hmm. And yeah. He's a serial cheater. And I'm not trying to not give you hope, but what is more concerning to me is this more flatness within you, which I think is a result of betrayal trauma. I think you have been opened up, hurt, unzipped, crash, opened up, hurt, crash, opened up, hurt, crash, over and over again. And it's like you don't have a pulse. It's flattened you.
Yeah.
But you hardly even know you're flattened.
I'm pretty numb.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah. So I want you to bring that back to the counselor that you've started working with, because that numbness can fall into category of denial. It's minimized, like the serial cheating you kind of brought in almost like an afterthought, and you were looking at his narcissism as the primary problem. But if you're still noticing he's, you know, lusting and he's got anger issues, I just want to say, honey, he's probably not in recovery. It's just gone underground again. I'm not saying I'm not God. I know God, but I'm not God. But your flatness and the numbness and the denial is a hotbed for betrayal to grow again. So what do you think about that?
Well, it's been almost 20 years since this affair occurred.
The third one. Okay, so 20 years. Is he in recovery? If somebody's a serial cheater around here at New Life, what we do is we have them come to Every Man's Battle. They get into a group of other men who've also had issues with infidelity, pornography, and then we get them connected, not just for a day, a week, a month. They're years. We get them connected so these guys are staying accountable and honest and open and not looking at porn and not getting caught up in other things that can be lethal to a household.
And the end result is treating people like people, being kind, gentle, making restitution, restoring the relationship that has been ripped to shreds. That's what we want to see.
And that's what I'm interested in, but I don't know how, you know, I can't help him with that. And I don't think he would even admit that he is a serial cheater.
Well, but you can't just go by what he says, sees, and does.
But you know what that is? That's a form of denial. It's not ownership. Yeah. You know how people heal? Yeah. By owning and atoning. And the guys in these groups, they learn how to be intimate from each other. They learn what sobriety looks like and healthiness. But if somebody is pushing back, when somebody's had three affairs, that's more than one, right? That's a serial cheater. And even though...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so we can be in reality. Alice said earlier, reality's our friend. But it's almost like you guys healed broken. And nobody is really helping you restore your marriage. And maybe there is some stuff going on. I don't know. Maybe there's not. But y'all need some help.
Go ahead, Steve.
No, you go ahead, Alice.
When you question, do I stay or do I separate, I do think there's a middle ground of some things you can attempt before you leave. And you have biblical grounds for separating if you choose to go that direction. I wonder if there's some hope from the work your husband did historically. Sometimes that kind of work is just a cover-up. Sometimes there really are some seeds of desire to change. We see a lot of men heal and change, so we know there's hope, even for men like you describe your husband to be. So you had suggested in a very kind way that you thought he should go back into counseling. I want you to strengthen that to letting him know, I really need our marriage needs, our kids, our grandchildren. They need us to do some different kind of work. Would you go to Every Man's Battle? And would you get into couples counseling? Because a couples therapist can be a great guide in helping you decide, depending on your husband's response and his behavior, is there hope to stay for, or do I need to separate to protect myself?
All right. Hi.
Yeah.
I got a couple of comments for you after the break. I'm really glad that you called. But I got to tell you, sometimes we have to say to ourselves, just as we would if we had cancer in our body, we'd say, this marriage has cancer. It needs surgery. It needs intensive care. I can't do this at home on my own. I've got to get some help here. When we reach that point, that's when God can do a miraculous work. We'll talk about that right after this.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and we're talking with Lisa. Now, Lisa, I think if you had these kinds of symptoms in your body, you'd go to a specialist and you'd say, what should I do? Well, you've called us. I think your husband, if he had these kind of symptoms in his body, he'd go to a specialist and say, what do I do? You have to help him understand you're almost at the place of being done. And you're asking him to humble down and allow the two of you to get help from somebody else. If you thought you had cancer in your body, you wouldn't say, hey, but I think I can handle this on my own. No, you would go get the help. And that's what you're asking him to do. You do have grounds to leave him. But, oh, my goodness, there's so much hope. I mean, we see people in a lot worse shape than you're in at our marriage intensive. I would be saying to him, it's time that you go get this problem taken care of. He'd say, well, I haven't had an affair in a long time. Yeah, but you have anger and bitterness and you're cruel and you're unkind. And that shows you're not in recovery. So I think at some point you have to say to him, it's time for you to finally get help. And it's time for us to get help. And when people are willing to do that, everything can change. And I'm going to send you two books. One is Sherry's book, Intimate Deception. I want you to read that. I think it's going to give you some insight you don't have right now. The second book is Worthy of Her Trust. And that's a book for him. And you say, look, I think you need to read this. And if you truly read it and understand it, you're going to find that we have work that we can do. You know what? Here's what's so crazy. You guys are miserable. You could. It is not too late. You could be living the dream of a dream marriage. It happens all the time in worse situations. But we're going to have to bring him on board, but that can happen. So hold on. We're going to try to find some counselor for you guys. We're going to see if we can get you to the marriage intensive. We want some amazing things to happen. That's what we're looking for here. In the studio is Larry Sonnenberg. Larry, you are an amazing thing that happened to the world. Talk to us about our need to get support.
Thanks, Steve. We do have a need, and there's a couple of fronts I want to talk about. We are always in need for a gift, just a one-time gift, $10, $50, $100, $1,000, whatever you can give, that you can graciously give with a good spirit. That's what we're looking for, because of what it does for people. It helps people. But we're also looking for Club New Life, people to join Club New Life. That's our monthly giving program. And before I talk about the program, here's why. One example of why I want you to give. This lady writes that my husband and I have been Club New Life members for several years. New Life saved our marriage. My husband was arrested for attempting to pick up a prostitute. If I had not had many hours listening to all of your teaching on porn addiction, I would have left screaming. I know I would have hit the roof. Instead, I stayed calm. I recommend that every man's battle. He went and came home incredibly repentant. It has been several years without a slip. I had already started supporting you financially, but after the amazing change to my husband, we decided to become Club New Life members. So if you can believe in what New Life does, if you can just stop and think, had that radio program not been in the air in her city, and she didn't know what to do when her husband had his sexual integrity challenges.
What a horrible moment.
You know, just life would be miserable, yep, and it'd be broken marriage and be horrible. Instead, they have a new life. And if you can support that, that's what we're asking you to do. Join Club New Life. We have a great thank you gift. 8 books written by our radio host. We have a video library if you're a member of Club New Life. But it's all because we want to keep doing what we think God has ordained this ministry to do, and that he is favoring us by people experiencing the life change they do when they talk on radio, when they go see a counselor, when they workshop, read a book. And we just have to have support to keep it going. So mm-hmm. If you would do that, and if you are doing that, thank you. We just are very, very grateful, as are the people who get the benefit from it.
We are, and I just hope and pray that any of you who are supporting us that I hope you know how amazing the transformation is when people come and do and get counseling or go to one of our workshops, and that you really feel like, hey, you're a huge, huge part of that, because you are. We can't do it without you. We're so grateful. Our thank you gift for anybody with a gift of any amount, it's kind of interesting, isn't it, Larry? It's the Kirby McCook.
That's right.
Jesus Chronicles, and it's a book that you'll want to give your kids, cousins, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, and it's a Bible teaching book taught by a 12-year-old, and it's in the voice of a 12-year-old, and I think it might have, I'm not sure, but I think it's got the longest subtitle of any book.
Yeah, I think so too.
So here's the subtitle. First, the title, Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles. Here's the subtitle. A 12-year-old's take on the totally unboring, slightly weird stuff in the Bible, including fish guts, wrestling moves, and stinky feet. And Marcus Brotherton and I wrote this, and it is at the inspiration of my son Solomon, who says, Dad, why isn't there a book to help us learn as much about the Bible as there is these amazing books that help us learn about Greek mythology and superheroes and all that? I hope and pray that you will love this. It's our way of saying thank you. It's a gift you can give to a child that you love to teach them the truth of Jesus Christ. That's our thank you gift. Thank you, Larry.
All righty.
And appreciate you, always do. Now, let's go back and let's talk with Barbara from Louisville, Kentucky. WFIA is the station. Hi there.
How are you doing?
Doing pretty well today. How are you?
I'm very nervous and scared. It's been hard for me to call, and I've listened to your station every day. And I haven't heard to call.
Well, what's happening? What's going on? Let us help you.
I'm in a situation where I was abused as a child, and I'm living in the same I'm living off land. My father's helping me, and I just don't know if I can get past all that and able to learn to love myself. God's been trying to talk to me, calling me to do a certain things, and I feel unworthy of it because I've never had anybody to encourage or, you know, I don't know anything but abuse my whole life, so I don't know how to not. I don't know how to stand up for myself and love myself to be worthy for Jesus, you know? And I don't know.
Oh.
I just don't.
You know, you just started. You know how you just took a step to do that?
Nothing came out right.
No. You know what you just did? You called us.
What?
You called us. You called out to us and said,
every day, and it helps me get through.
Well,
so
I'm just saying that call to us so that we could tell you, absolutely, Barbara, you are a daughter of the Most High. You matter to us. And you know what? There are millions of people listening to you right now, and there are some already that have started praying for you by name.
Mm-hmm.
Because you matter that much to us.
Barbara, you're actually encouraging other people by your call, because so many of us can relate to you that we're held back by our fear, but you're courageously breaking through the fear as you open yourself up to us.
Right. I just don't know how everybody in my, I mean, not everybody, just recently I've came across some good people, and I found God, Jesus again, and I just, don't know how to stand up for myself as far as telling these people it's not okay. You know, I'll work myself to exhaustion so I don't have to sit down to think about all the pain that I'm going through. You know, I cry every day for the past year and a half. I can't stop it. I'm very depressed. I have no joy in my life. It feels like I just don't feel like, you know, most of the time I thought about suicide so many times, and I've tried, and I just, God does not want me fit. You know.
Okay.
I did kill myself about last year, and I didn't know. I woke up outside the van 2 days later, you know, and I should have been gone, but I had to. That's when it brought me back to church.
Okay. Let me talk to you for a second. You've been isolated.
You've
been isolated, and you've kept your pain to yourself. And now you have some people, but you're still keeping your pain to yourself. There's tremendous, tremendous hope for you. And I want you to hold on. We're going to give you some of that hope right after this. I'm so glad that you let us hear the reality of your life. And I hope this is going to be the beginning of a whole new way of life for you. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, we're there for you.
She said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You are a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals. all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and you know we're talking with Barbara, and Barbara has attempted to take her own life, and that kind of despair, it's so sad. You know, many of us, we've been to, in that same place, and it's just a horrible, horrible place to be. Alice, you want to get us started here. What could Barbara do to turn this around?
Well, Barbara, as Steve said, there is such great hope and some really specific steps you can continue taking after our call, and we're going to equip you with that. And I want to first ask a question. Are you still exposed to abusive people who are taking advantage of you?
Yes.
You mentioned living on your father's land. Is your father still abusive towards you?
No, he's not, but I can't seem to let go of that, you know, of my of the past. And, you know, my sister, she went through it, and she went and got some counseling. They put her on some medicine, and she's just not even herself anymore. And I don't want that. I don't want to be completely, you know, medicated where I don't.
Okay.
I want to get rid of this.
And there are other options outside of medication, and there's a wide variety of medication too that's really safe long term. But if that's not something you want to consider at this point, one of the biggest answers for you is safe people. We're hurt in relationship and we need healing in relationship. And when Sherry started to love on you at the beginning of the call, and I thought I heard tears in your voice and a real softening of your heart, that experience is allowing God's grace to be channeled through good, safe people. And that's the nutrition you're going to need to be able to get strong enough to make some other of these decisions to be able to protect yourself and maybe some other big life decisions about where to live and what to do. But the strength to do that will come through safe people. We have New Life recovery groups all over the place, and we can link you up with one of those groups. And they're trustworthy. They're trustworthy groups of good people who want to grow alongside you.
And I'm just saying, I don't know how to trust really at all.
Well, this risk.
You say, God, and I can't. I just don't know how.
Barbara, you already are because of this call. And so just let us help you take that next step. Let us, as safe people, link you to the next set of safe people. Will you let us do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do. And Sherry, you want to?
Wanted to say, in the time that you've called and reached out for your need to be met, I've got somebody in your area. They're actually in Louisville, Kentucky. They've got three people that do something called eye movement desensitization reprocessing. It's EMDR, but it's for people who've had extenuating trauma, just like you. And I'm going to make sure you get this number today so that you can give this therapist a call.
And it's just one more call. But, you know, a lot of times we are just one call away from everything being different. And that's what I'm hoping and praying for you. So hang on. Let us connect you. And then I think she needs a copy of Intimate Deception, I'm also going to send her Healing is a Choice. I hope this is going to be the beginning of something very, very major taking place in your life. And I'll ask all of our folks to pray intensely for you because we want the best for you. You may not have felt God's love before, but you are getting God's love through a lot of people that listen to this program. All right, let's. I've got a. I got. Oh boy, just a little time here. I really only have time just for a question, Joya, but I wanted to get to your call from Henryville, Indiana. How could we help you today? Joya, are you on? Oh, dear. Well, I think... Okay. Yeah, do you have a quick question for us? Sure, yeah.
Yes, I'm here. Okay.
Okay.
So you can hear me?
Yes.
Right? Okay. I just got you on speaker, and I didn't want to blow your eardrum. Okay.
We're almost out of time, but I was going to try to get to your call.
Okay, I'll make it as quick as possible. Can our body heal itself? Did you catch that?
Your body
heal itself? Well, our body has tremendous healing power, of course, but sometimes we have to go beyond that. What part of the body are you talking about?
Well, I'm moving quickly because I know we're cramped for time. I have been diagnosed with epilepsy, and I have to turn to... of course, taking medicine for it. And I just now learned that I thought it would, you were born with it. And I'm just now 50 years old, and I feel like I got diagnosed with it. So, but I'm having them, my husband's freaking out. I'm freaking out because it's never happened. But,
well, look, here's the answer in a situation like that. When it's epilepsy, you want to get the best help you can from the medical profession. You want to, and if you do that, then the question is, in addition to medical help, what else can I do through prayer, fasting, if that's appropriate, meditation, you know, getting with healthy folks that can provide you with support? Those are the things you add on to it, but in the case of epilepsy, you need to get that medical help first. Sherry, you have a thought on that?
I wanted to give you hope because I can hear Dr. Amon, y'all who listen to him all the time when he's on, he says you need to put your brain in a healing environment, right? Mm-hmm. And so the brain is neuroplasty, meaning it changes all the time. And so when we do the right things for our brain, it can get better and it can heal. So I just thought maybe Memory Rescue, Steve, might be a good resource for her to have from Dr. Amon's library.
Okay. Coming your way, and I'm really glad you called. And I'm going to ask everybody, you know, many of you support us financially, some of you don't, but everybody here could pray for the calls that we've had today, for Barbara, for Joya. You could pray for these folks, and you could be a great blessing to them because prayer does make a difference. If you need some help, you know, there were people that got up this morning and they were going to go to work, and all they cared about was reaching someone just like you with hope and help and healing. A lot of times we think it's hopeless because we've never, ever availed ourselves to what's possible. God takes the impossible, creates all sorts of possibilities out of it, and that's what we want to do in your situation. So let us do what we can do to get you connected with the best resource available. You do that by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE. And you know, if you don't call, you'll never know how good it could get. Because for a lot of people, it can get really, really good. You can get what some people call weller than well. But you have to call first, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Whether it's anger, fear, grief, or whatever, you call us. Let us help you with it. That's what we're here for. Thank you to all of you who support us. And maybe there's somebody that's never supported us. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Become part of the New Life Giving family, and we'll send you this great, great book for any child. And that is from ages 8 to 12, The Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles. You could be responsible for them hearing and understanding the truth in a way that they never did before. And when you join Club New Life, we send you the best of every book we've ever put out from our hosts here. Best of the best. And it's $30 a month to be part of Club New Life. Thank you, Dr. Sherry Keffer. Thank you, Dr. Alice Benton. Thanks to all of you who listen, watch, pray, and support us. Have a great, great day today.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.